Okay, welcome. We welcome all of you here to the City of South Jordan Board of Canvassers meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with our outstanding city council, most of whom are seated here with me, and Mr. Harris is online. We welcome all of you and any who may watch this later. And we have two items on our agenda. Item B1, convene as the Board of Canvassers to review the attached tabulation of election returns identified as Exhibit A of the November 4th, 2025 municipal general election provided by the Salt Lake County Election Division. We're here. That's what we're here doing. That's what we're here to do. We have convened, and we have a copy of those results right here. So this is here. We'll turn to our city recorder, see if there's anything you'd like to present.
So I will just pull up the results for anyone in the audience to be able to review. We received them from Salt Lake County this afternoon. So it shows for the mayor's seat that Donna Ramsey was 13,125 votes, with Noah Barrett being at 2,900, and a total vote count of 16,025. For District 3, we have Dawn Shelton at 1,753 votes, and Rachel Lewis coming in at 1,708 with a total vote count of 3,461. And then for District 5, for Jason Timothy McGuire was 1,335, with Stacy Hughes as 1,189 with a total vote count of 2,524. This afternoon, placed in front of you is the total count, so it's broken up by precinct. So with the green paper clip, that will show you total precinct, and then behind those, it will break it down by seat for the mayor's seat, District 3 and District 5, if you had any questions about those results. But what it does is just break it down by precinct to show what voters voted in each precinct for what candidate.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Thanks for putting that up, so it's all right there. All right. Unless there are any questions about that, we will move on to our action item, which is, I'm not seeing any. Okay. Which is item B2, resolution R2025-62, adopting the 2025 general election canvass of votes. And for that, I will ask if there is a motion. We'll have the opportunity for discussion if you'd like after we have a motion. Is there a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to move that we adopt the resolution R2025-62, adopting the 2025 general election canvass of votes.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. A second by Mrs. Zander. All right. Is there any discussion?
Well, I'd like to say a few things. I don't know if we want to do it now or after the vote or... What's your pleasure?
Let's take an opportunity after the vote.
Okay.
Let's take a vote.
That'd
Unless your questions or comments are about this motion.
Oh, no.
Then let's go ahead and vote on the motion, and then we can have any discussion that way. Okay. Mr. Harris, any discussion from you?
No discussion for me.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, we will turn to Amber Holland, Deputy City Recorder, and ask if you would please lead the board in a roll call vote.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Board Member Zander?
Yes.
Board Member Harris?
Yes.
Board Member Shelton?
Yes.
And Board Member McGuire?
Yes.
Whew. Okay. There we go. That... those election results have been accepted and adopted unanimously today, November 18th, 2025, by the City of South Jordan Board of Canvassers. And now I'll go ahead and turn and see if there's anybody with remarks. Would you like to go first, Mr. Shelton?
That'll be fine. I just am grateful to have won a really tough election. It was a lot of work and... challenging at times. Grateful to my sweetheart for supporting me. evident that I could not have won without the endorsements of the mayor and others. Really did not want to get emotional, but anyway, thank you for your support. I just want to share a little anecdote. So I was been out knocking doors, and I was driving home a few weeks ago. I think I've shared this with some of you, so forgive me for repeating myself. But anyway, I was thinking about how tough this campaign was. And, you know, all of my prior campaigns were easier in comparison. But anyway, I was thinking about all of the things that my opponent Rachel had done. And I have to say I'm grateful to her for keeping the campaign issues based and not making it a personal attack. I really appreciate that. Anyway, driving home, thinking about all the things that she's doing, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I could lose this election. And then I drive for a little while and I'm fretting about that, and then my mind just flips and it's like, oh my gosh, I could win this election. Anyway, that's just a little anecdote to share, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to continue serving on the city council. So that's it for me, Mayor.
I'm grateful for the opportunity that I'll have to serve another 4-year term on the city council. But as I thought about us meeting today, one of the things that stood out to me the most, though, was how grateful I am to live in a country where we get to choose our government, that we get to vote and choose those who will represent us. That just means a lot to me. As we know, that right's not afforded to everyone in the world. And yet, here we are sitting in a nice city hall chamber in South Jordan with this right, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful, actually, that while at times running a campaign can be frustrating, there's also a lot of joy with it as you go out and you reconnect with residents, but that each of us actually did have an opponent, because it shows that people are engaged in our democracy, and that's how it should be, that these seats aren't meant to be lifetime appointments, and we need citizens who are engaged in our country. And so I'm grateful for everyone who participated in our elections here in South Jordan. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I didn't run a race, but I am certainly grateful to those of you who ran. I think it's going to be a really great, tremendous opportunity to move things forward. I guess for anyone listening, if you've never run a race, which 99.9% of people haven't, please thank the people around you that do run a race, because it is hard. Like, I watch your emotion and I remember, certainly there's moments that are joyful, knocking doors, talking to the residents, but there are really hard moments. And I just, anyone that talks to me about it, I say, go thank your elected officials. Thank them profusely, because them stepping up with the desire to serve is such an amazing quality that so many people would never do. So thank you, Don, and Jason, for running. I heartfelt thanks for your willingness to serve again.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. I'm sorry, I'm looking as if I'm talking to Mr. Harris, and I said Mr. Shelton, but Patrick, do you have anything you wanted to say? You don't have to. I'm just wondering.
Well, just congratulations to Jason and Don and Don. Well done. And also congratulations to the others who ran as well. And they it was a close race. And so there's, you know, my hat goes out to them as well. That says good job on campaigning and getting your messaging out there. It's not easy to do. And there's a lot of effort that that goes into that. But I'm very excited for everyone to continue to serve on the council and mayor, and for you to continue to serve as our mayor. So this will be an exciting time for us as we continue to move forward.
Thank you. I'm going to try to keep it brief because I will for sure get emotional, and I might even if I say no more words. Because it's okay, I just will, and it's just what it is. Because as soon as that vote was official, it's a privilege and an opportunity. It's humbling. And it's also a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot to be part of this work. And we are very blessed in South Jordan to have such good people willing to step up and run. People who care about their community, people who run clean campaigns. I am grateful to everyone who was willing to put their name on the ballot and offer to be part of the leadership to represent our residents. We are never going to make everybody happy, and that's the way it's meant to be. That's how this nation was created. There's always going to be an inherent tension in our form of government. But it's an honor to work with so many good people who work really hard to try to get it right and to try to do the will of our residents and to do the right thing for the city, both today and for generations in the future. I think knowing what this job is and what we've signed up for makes it even all the heavier because we know what it means. And for better or for worse, it's a lot. So thank you to the residents of South Jordan that have given us this opportunity and entrusted us with this community that we all love so much. There's a greater lack of trust in government today than I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. And maybe that's not accurate, but as far as I can remember, as far as I can pinpoint in my own life, there seems to be a less trust in government than I've ever experienced. And my hope is that here in South Jordan, people feel like they have a little more trust in our city, in their elected officials, and those of us who are working to represent and get it right for this city. We live here the same as everyone else. We're your neighbors. And we're all here because we really do love this city that we've chosen to call home. We're all very invested in it, and it is the privilege of a lifetime to have the opportunity to do this work, this really hard work. And it is really hard work. But we're grateful for the chance to do it, and we're doing some incredible things here in this city. I stand by what I've said before. I believe this is the most dynamic time in the history of our city, and that we have the right people in the right seats all around this room, and many who are not in this room. Everyone contributing in their role to bring about great things for the city of South Jordan and the people who live here. And that's a lot of people, and it's going to keep being more people. This is a special place. And we have a lot to get done over the next few years.
So thank you for your trust and your vote of confidence. And thank you to everyone else who ran and was willing to step up and do this work. And it's my hope that we can all continue to work so well together to move the needle forward and continue to create a city that our kids and our grandkids will want to live in, that they'll be proud to call home, somewhere that when we walk away, we can feel assured that we left South Jordan better than we found it. Thank you to all of you for making this such a special place, a place that I am very proud to help represent. Thank you to all of you who serve and to everyone who put us here in these seats. We'll keep doing the best we can. We'll give it our all, everything we've got, and then when our turn is over, it's somebody else's turn. We hope that good people will step up and want to carry on with the good work. I'm proud of what we're doing here and so grateful to be part of your team. So thanks. Oh. Unless anyone has any other comments, I'll ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, the Board of Canvassers is adjourned. The election results have become official. And Mr. Harris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Thank you. Congratulations again.